Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Azeite. Azeite é um produto alimentar extraído da azeitona, o fruto da oliveira, plantado em pleno calor. Trata-se de um alimento antigo, clássico da culinária contemporânea, regular na dieta mediterrânea e, nos dias atuais, presente em grande parte das cozinhas. Além dos benefícios para a saúde, o azeite adiciona à comida um sabor e aroma peculiares. A região mediterrânea, atualmente, é responsável por 95% da produção mundial de azeite, favorecida pelas suas condições climáticas propícias ao cultivo das oliveiras, com bastante sol e clima seco. A origem da oliveira, na sua forma primitiva, remonta à era terciária, anterior, portanto, ao aparecimento do homem, e se situa na Ásia Menor, na Síria e na Palestina, regiões onde foram descobertos vestígios de instalações de produção de azeite e fragmentos de vasos datados do começo da Era do Bronze. Contudo, em toda a bacia do Mediterrâneo foram encontradas folhas de oliveira fossilizadas, datadas do Paleolítico e do Neolítico, sendo também pesquisada a sua origem ao sul do Cáucaso, nos altos planos do Irão.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Portugal and I'm here today with a new article. The new article is about azeite, olive oil, and as usual I'm here with my co-host James, and together with James we will read the article and I will help James improving his pronunciation and help him with certain words or expression that he might not understand. You ready, James?
Yep, let's do it. So, the first paragraph. Azeite é produto alimentar extraído de azeitona, o fruto de oliveira plantado em pleno calor.
Very good. So, did you understand the sentence in general?
Generally it's introducing what azeite is.
Yeah, so...
But there are some parts I don't understand.
Yeah, you can tell me,
this,
please.
So, produto is a product, and alimentar...
Alimentar is a...
Estreado, estreado. There's
no, so basically, produto alimentar...
Ah, okay.
It comes together.
Okay.
Is a food item, yeah?
Ah, okay.
Alimentar comes from alimento. Alimento is something that you eat... is nutritive, something that is good for you to...
Okay.
Well, can also be something bad, but alimentar means it's a good verb in terms of semantic. It means it nutrients you.
Okay.
Yeah? Yes. Alimento. Extraído, is extract from.
Ah, so it's the extract of... From this
azeitona, which is olive.
Mm-hmm.
Azeitona is olive. So basically, azeite é produto alimentar.
Yep.
Azeite is a food item or a nutrition item that is extract from azeitona, olive, comma, o fruto da oliveira. So azeitona is a fruit that comes from the tree oliveira. And this tree, it's planted, plantado,
Yes. In pleno calor, in the hot. Yes.
Yeah? So like hot places.
Hot places. It mm-hmm. will be. It will be said after in one or two sentences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So to continue. Trata-se de alimento antigo, clássico de culinária contemporânea.
Contemporânea.
Regular na dieta mediterrânea.
Mediterrânea.
E nos dias atuais,
uh-huh.
presente em grande parte das cozinhas.
Muito bem. Okay, it's a long sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, let's start with the first verb, which is a reflective verb, tratar-se de ou se tratar. It's identify something, yeah? So in this mm-hmm. case, tratar is identified as a old food item, so alimento is the noun of alimentar, so alimentar is the verb. So trata-se de alimento antigo, in English means it is identified as old, like
a nutrient or like one of these like
old neutral
foods.
Yeah. No, not as essential, as a temporary chronologic, it's old nutrient, yeah?
Yes.
So there was for many years, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Clássico da culinária contemporânea is clássico, is as, like a classic.
Yeah, these are used a lot in
used a lot, correct,
dishes. Yeah.
In the contemporary food dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Regular na dieta mediterrânea. Regular in the diet, but here diet is more as a nutrition. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So the Mediterranean, like in Greece, it's
what
Italy,
they,
yeah. they use a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. E nos dias atuais, in the dias atuais in nowadays.
Ah, okay.
Nowadays.
Dias atuais.
Dias atuais. Hoje em dia, also, we identify as a definition hoje em dia, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You can find presente em grande parte das cozinhas. You can find in a lot of different types of cuisines, like English people uses,
yeah.
not only the Mediterranean
mm-hmm.
Countries, but also English, Germans, all over Europe, they use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not only Europe, other, you know, in Australia, you also,
mm-hmm.
I think they use as well, so... It's not typical, it's a new thing for those cuisines, but is used in nowadays,
yep.
dias atuais.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next sentence. Além dos benefícios
mm-hmm.
para a saúde, o azeite adiciona à comida sabor e aroma peculiares.
Muito bem. Então,
mm-hmm.
percebeste a ideia da frase? Did you understand the idea?
Kind of in addition to the benefits
muito bem.
That it provides?
Health, saúde.
The health benefits.
Yeah,
okay.
Health benefits.
And it kind of brings also like a flavor. And
yeah, exactly.
Adiciona,
add, not smell. Sabor.
Aroma.
Aroma and flavor.
Yeah, flavor.
Smell is cheiro.
Well, smell is in a good smell. Like a...
Ah, okay.
Yeah, aroma.
Yeah,
yes.
Aroma. Sí. Aroma is a... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you meant sabor. Yeah, you're right. Aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Peculiar is different. That brings a nice...
Yes.
Yeah.
So in a positive way.
In a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next paragraph. A região... Mediterrânea atualmente é responsável por 95% da produção mundial de azeite.
Uh-huh.
favorecida pelas suas condições climáticas propícias ao cultivo das oliveiras, com bastante sol e clima seco.
Muito bem. So, he is saying why the Mediterranean region has that many production.
Yeah? Very high production.
Very high, but mm-hmm. why? Consegues perceber porquê? Can you understand, identify yeah. why?
Because the climate favors this the plant, the
tree. Isso mesmo, very good. Why? How is the weather there?
Because it's dry.
Dry.
Clima seco, dry. And
sunny.
Sunny, bastante.
Bastante, but has a lot of sun. So
sunny.
Sol. Yeah, sunny. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else that you didn't understand in this sentence? Or it's quite clear?
This propicias?
Propicias, it is good for the for the
yes.
The plantation of the oliveiras, mm-hmm. of the olives, the tree, olive tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and the last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
A origem da oliveira, na sua forma primitiva, remonta à era terciária, anterior, portanto, ao aparecimento do homem, e se situa na Ásia Menor, na Síria e na Palestina, regiões onde foram descobertos vestígios de instalações de produção de azeite e fragmentos de vasos datados do começo da Idade
mm-hmm.
do Bronze.
Ah, that's a long sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, in this paragraph, they talk about the origin. Yeah.
Yes.
So origin, the oliveira, in its primitive form. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remonta goes back to. It gives reference to the past. Remonta.
Okay.
Yeah. To the tertiary era. Yeah. It's just a period of time.
A long time ago.
Long time ago. So, mm-hmm. actually, they say anterior, portanto. So, this tertiary era is anterior, portanto, ao aparecimento do homem. It's before the man.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes, that's what that means. Yep.
Anterior, portanto, ao aparecer, it means come, to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Aparecimento, it means to appear, to exist, yeah?
Okay.
Do homem. E situa-se, where it starts, in the Minor Asia, Ásia Menor,
mm-hmm.
na Síria, and in the Palestina. Yeah? How they think that's correct? In those regiões onde foram descobertos vestígios de instalações de produção de azeite. Regiões where it was found, where was discovered, remainings, yeah, vestígios, remainings
yeah.
of installations, like, I don't know, where they produce,
yeah, yes.
the production of azeite. So mm-hmm. they found in those places, these remainings of olive oil production installations.
Okay.
And also, fragmentos de vasos, little pieces of vases,
yeah.
datados. So, those vases, also remainings, mm-hmm. yeah?
Yes.
With the date datados.
They date back to, like...
That date back to the...
Bronze.
Começo da Idade do Bronze. You know the bronze? Iron era. Iron era.
Okay, the Iron Age.
Iron Age,
Bronze
yeah.
Age, no.
Bronze Age, yes. Iron is ferro. Tens razão. Sim, yeah. Bronze Age. Sorry, yeah. Because iron is, in Portuguese is Idade do Ferro. Mm-hmm. And bronze is Bronze Age.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Percebeste?
Yeah, it's yeah? very interesting. Yeah.
Contudo, So it comes more information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stories like that. So contudo.
So to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Contudo, em toda a bacia do Mediterrâneo, foram encontradas folhas de oliveira fossilizadas, datadas do Paleolítico e do Neolítico, sendo também pesquisada a sua origem ao sul do
Cáucaso,
nos altos planos do Irã.
So this is another theory. So they say, contudo, however, em toda a bacia, so around the Mediterranean, it was found, foram encontradas, folhas de oliveira fossilizadas, so like folhas, so how you say folhas, from the trees, like
the leaves.
Leaves, exactly, leaves, olive trees, leaves fossilized, datadas, we know, from the, goes back, dating back to the Paleolithic or Neolithic era, yeah?
Okay.
And also, sendo também pesquisada a sua origem, so it was also researched its origin in the south of Caucasus and in the Iran mountains. Pesquisada means research, investigation also, but more in this case, since it's a historic about something that historic is a research.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Did you like the article, James?
Yes, it's very interesting. Some long sentences.
Yes, very long, actually. Yeah.
But still very interesting to learn a bit about the history of olive oil.
It's a food item, very well known in Portugal, of course.
Yeah, used a lot.
Mm-hmm. As in the south, as it says in the article, in the Mediterranean region. Obviously, there are many different types of olive oil that I don't know how to specify, of course. But yes, I think it's interesting for our listeners to know the story and also the importance for the cuisine in Portugal and also in other regions, not only in Europe, but all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. If you want to read our text and to see our grammar highlights and questions, please make sure to check out our website, www.portuguesefromportugal.com. Thank you for listening to us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Adeus.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website PortugueseFromPortugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.